Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria Anthony 24, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 23 degrees.
Crash in Alberton, R59 southbound. You've got queuing traffic before Clip River Drive. And in Bedford View, queuing traffic N12, R24 westbound. And that's towards the N3 north ramp at Galulis, plus N3 northbound stationary vehicle before Van Buren Road.
Action Society has applauded the Johannesburg High Court's sentence in the case of 2-year-old Siobhan Roosh, who was beaten to death in 2022. Stefan van Niekerk received a life sentence, while her mother, Rochelle Boeta, was sentenced to 25 years. The court heard of extensive cruelty inflicted on the little girl, who suffered 49 injuries. The South African National Editors Forum has condemned reports of alleged intimidation of the SABC head of news, Mushweshwe Monare. According to a report by the City Press, the state security agency had sought to subject Monare to another round of vetting 2 years after he assumed office. Here's SANEF's Reggie Mualusi.
That a head of news is targeted in this manner, a month to the elections. We don't understand why they want to vet him again, because he has been vetted before.
The presidency has refuted claims that improvements in the energy supply are politically motivated ahead of the elections. It attributes the progress to strategic interventions outlined in the Energy Action Plan. There's been no power cuts countrywide for over 33 days. Now, today marks 1 month until South Africans head to the polls on the 29th of May. Approximately 27.8 million voters are registered, a record-breaking 31 political parties and independent candidates are expected to contest the national polls. President Cyril Ramaphosa, meanwhile, says he respects the electoral court ruling on former President Jacob Zuma's candidacy. The court ruled that Zuma qualifies to be appointed to the National Assembly despite his 15-month prison term for contempt of court. The Electoral Commission is appealing this ruling, arguing that Zuma's prison sentence disqualifies him from serving as a member of parliament.
I leave the judges to make their judgments, and for me, even as head of state, it is to give credence to the fact that the independence of the judiciary must be respected.
Ramaphosa adds he's confident that the ANC will do well in the elections.
We are certain of victory. I am certain of the victory of the ANC, as opposed to what is said by doomsayers, as opposed to what is said by those who don't wish us well. And all I have to say is that watch this space.
And further afield, at least 45 people have died when a dam bursts its banks near a town in Kenya's Rift Valley. This is torrential rains and floods batter the country. The disaster raised the death toll to over 120 between March and May. I'm Chanel September, net weer die hoofnuus. Die Air Action Society het die Johannesburgse Hooggeregshof se vonnis geloof in die saak van die 2-jarige Siobhan Roosh wat in 2022 doodgeslaan is.
Ah, that is such a tragic story. You know what real justice for her would have been? If she'd been allowed to live. Yum.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda.